It'll look like I'm in a cockpit, and it will look legit.
Kenya?
Yeah. And he did say he was had gone, so he was originally from Britain at some point, then come to Australia, I've heard, and then he met her in Australia. He met her in person once.
Oh, he has met her?
Oh, wait a second.
In person. Yeah, it gets weird. The whole story is really weird. He met her in person, and they went on a date.
Yeah.
But then he disappeared. Like, he had said he had to go over to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
On like a, what, I don't know, like a, he was training people in Abu Dhabi for Emirates.
Right, yeah.
But then things sort of got weird and he sort of stopped doing video, like he didn't do video calls. And then
he couldn't do video calls.
Yeah, he couldn't do video calls.
Has he ever, this guy is actually real what he looks like. But he's just making up a persona, you think?
I think he's probably making up a persona, but at the same time, so it got weird because eventually she started questioning, like, hey, how do I know stuff's real? And he sent her a photo of a passport.
Of his passport?
And the passport, yes.
Yeah.
And the passport's definitely fake.
Why? What country is the passport from?
If the passport's American passport.
Oh, hang on, I've got a photo here. Oh, yeah, that's an American passport.
Yeah, but the photo is definitely just copied and pasted into it, and all the fonts are different, and it's also a 12-year passport.
Oh, right. And you can't get those, is that right? 12 years?
No, you can't get a 12-year passport.
10, I think.
10, yeah.
10's the limit, right?
Oh, he's come unstuck there. That is bad. Yes, actually, look, he hasn't even kept it in the line of the existing one. It's kind of just pasted over the top and he's sort of fudged it a bit. So what does he do in the, because he sent your friend a video, correct? Like a recorded video of himself?
Yes. So she was showing me and she was like, look how much he's absolutely adores me. And
guys, why would he go to this effort for a 65-year-old Dusty from Australia? What's he getting out of it?
Money. He's going to get money out of her, do you reckon?
Oh, is he?
Well, no, I don't know. It gets a bit weird. So he sent this video, and when I instantly saw the video, I went, oh, hang on a second. Have you ever heard of AI? Like, I tried to explain AI to her.
Yeah.
And the guy in the video isn't the same guy as the guy in the passport.
Let's have a look at the.
What?
Can I have a look at the video, guys? Can you please show
it's
me the
so
video?
It's so good.
Okay.
The effort of in this video, I appreciate the effort.
So you believe this guy's? Put the video on. Let's have a look at it.
I got off work a while ago, and I hope you had a great day today, my dear. I don't normally do this video thing because I'm not much of a video type.
Oh, no.
I prefer meeting in person the old school way.
Oh no.
Regarding my work, I have been working hard on a 2-month contract project in Indonesia, and in 2 weeks, I will be back to Sydney, Australia.
Oh, no.
I really do hope things go well between us.
Oh,
I would love us to meet and be together when I return.
Oh, she'd be
my job is very demanding and hectic. I'm looking forward to resigning after this contract
and
investing in real estate business. I want to be.
You know what AI doesn't do? Put feeling into their
words. Yeah. He looks like a robot. So, she believed that video.
Yes.
So, hang on. Why? So, the real guy does exist. And it's a different guy than has shown up on this video.
They look similar. I get they look similar.
Yeah, but.
But if he's the real guy that she met that's catfishing her, why couldn't he do the video?
I don't know.
Why does he have to do an AI video? This is so.
I don't know if so, they just
intriguing. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I feel like I'm going to get onto the
case. That's why true crime podcast goes so well. But no one ever, women are so obsessed with mystery.
I am so into this. Okay, why, Kyle? Why? Why would he need an AI to do the video?
Has he ever asked your friend for money?
So he hasn't asked her for money, but he has asked her. So apparently because he went to Abu Dhabi, so there was this story that he went to Abu Dhabi and he was meant to come back home because in that video he said, I'll be back home in 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
When he went to come back home, he sent her a promise. He was like, meet me at the airport at 8 p.m. and everything like that, right? And I said, I let her know. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't think he's going to show up. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then he sent her the ticket, like the flight ticket, and she was like, see, it's real. It's a flight ticket. But then I've Googled Emirates fake flight ticket, and it's got the same booking reference as the fake Emirates fake flight ticket.
So he's just pulled this offline somewhere.
Yeah, and made like his own ticket and then sent it to her. And then
He didn't show up.
He didn't show up, but then he said he got arrested at the airport. And what? That he got taken to for owing someone money, and then he got taken to, and it was a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding.
So what, he got sent back home, and that was that?
He got sent to America. He got sent back to New York, America. They paid for his flight to New York, America.
And then he...
Yeah, and then Dot had to... she had... Mary had to... she had to transfer money.
Oh, she had to transfer money to bail him out because there was a misunderstanding.
Do you think that's possible, Liz?
I don't know because she... Okay, so she said... So Mary said that in this... where she met him, she described the area because apparently she went to his house.
Right, so he's staying at a house in Sydney...
Yes, and when she described the house, she said he owned it.
Yeah.
And when he owned it, she described what it looked like, and I went on to, like, realestate.com, and
you're a very good investigator.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're very good.
And it literally looked the exact same. So she must have been there.
Oh, so she has met him. What's going on?
I know, and he goes by a lot of different names too. Like,
Why does she know that? What do you mean?
Oh, because he uses his middle name for stuff, and like he's one of those people that he's very like intriguing and elusive, and he uses his middle name. And
let's get theories.
Theories? No, please.
God. I need to know.
Look at all the girls running around the microphone with their own theory.
I've got a theory.
What is it?
The theory is, so if she did meet him, the person who she met is an actor who's also in on the catfish. So he meets them for the first time, reels them in, and then the rest of it is like money.
But what's the point?
Okay,
get money out of it.
But why can't the actor, if he's in on it, just do that little video? Why does he have to get AI to do the video?
He's probably in like a catfish syndicate where he's doing too many at once, you know? Like he can't keep providing
content. Does that exist?
I don't know. It does now.
It's actually a good business, you know,
the like, thing with the trans-
when you think about it.
Jackie, so maybe this is something the besties can do. You can offer some online love, besties.
So we're going to get Mary on the phone as well because we have questions for Mary, which is to establish...
Who's this- Mary?
She's a girl we think is getting catfished.
Oh.
So I just want to establish with her that she's definitely met this guy, and then I really want to take theories. If she's met the guy...
Oh,
why
really?
Is he doing an AI video? What's going on? What is your take on this, people?
It's very weird because...
It's so weird.
It makes more sense if she really didn't meet the guy.
I think
that makes more sense.
That does. But how long have they been doing this for, like in contact?
It's almost been 2 years.
See what I mean? The patience on these guys.
And stop finding the light at the end of the evil tunnel.
He still hasn't asked her for money.
Well, the only money it was transferring between his bank accounts because apparently he can't do it in America, which is a thing called online banking. So I don't understand how he can't do it.
So what did he get her to do? Transfer?
It's like $150,000 from one of his own bank accounts. She logged on using his password. He gave his details.
Uh-oh. What's that about?
I don't know, but maybe she's been hoodwinked into doing something that is
dodgy. Yeah, that's what I think. Maybe too.
Oh God, maybe yes. She's a what do you call it? A mule. Like a,
yes.
She's the mule.
Jackie, you know what? I'd rather have a toasted cheese sandwich and let you girls just talk about this for the next hour. Can I just step out and have a toasty?
No, you
want
need
a cheese toasty. I don't want to get involved with the thoughts and the hypotheticals and the mystery.
Okay, 13-1065. What do you make of this? What could his angle be? What's going on? Like, who's the real guy?
And you wonder what girls talk about at lunch? This sort of shit.
This stuff we love. And then we'll talk to Mary as well. 13-1065. Kyle, Jackie O.
Here's Melbourne traffic. This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there. Nothing but brake lights on the Princess Freeway inbound from the Point Cook Bend onto the west gate to the bridge where there's a breakdown blocking two left-hand lanes. Speeds, of course, down to 40. And there needs brake lights again in towards the Burnley Tunnel where there's a broken-down truck in said tunnel in the left-hand lane. Elsewhere, a crash for the Monash inbound after Eastlink. Right-hand lane closed. Speeds at 40. Dandenong South, an accident. Frankston Dandenong Road to Southbound before Abbots Road, right hand lane is closed. And a crash and collide north of Thompson's Road, just out of Matterhorn Drive. Is your business on the grow? Amex Business Card. Support cash flow, fuel growth and reward you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. T's and C's, eligibility and approval criteria apply. The Kiss Cast, cloudy, a sub of 23 today. Right now it's 16 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it
all. You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear cherries and the bells are ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in a bag. Oh, no, 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 no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, there's chicken and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge. T's and C's apply. Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m, 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Dear Pacific Smiles Dental, I love the way you're there for me when I need you, even late nights and on the weekend. I love my Pacific Smiles Dentist.
See you in 6 months.
6 months? Can't I see you again next week? Pacific Smiles Dental, Australia's local dentist. Book online now.
The most anticipated restaurant in MKR history.
Easy.
Easy peasy Mike and Petey Cook on all new MKR. Tonight, 7:30 on 7 and 7 Plus.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance solved with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
If you've got a tough job that needs to be done right the first time and you're on a tight schedule, then you need the strong, weather-resistant bond of Selly's Liquid Nails Heavy Duty. Twice as strong in half as long. If it's Selly's, it works.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
My name is Mark Spillo.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kane Brown.
Kiss.
New truck. Big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. No brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Cheers. Good morning, everyone. Kyle, Jackie O. Yes, some old lady's been catfished. Her friend's onto it. The woman says, no, it's legit. He's a pilot with Emirates. Oh, yeah, and some sort of problem here, there, and...
We've got an issue. We're so confused about this particular catfish because it's not cut and dry. This guy, you know, he keeps sending her photos, lots of different photos. So, and she's met him. He came to Sydney. He was in a house. Oh. If you look up that house, it does not belong to him, but she has met with him. Now, he then sends her videos like, oh, I miss you and I want to be with you, that kind of thing. But the video is clearly an AI video.
Yeah, and it even sounds like it and looks like it.
And looks like it. So if he's real, why is he doing this AI video?
I don't know. And Liz, then that's it in a nutshell, right?
He got her to transfer $150,000 from one of his accounts to another of his accounts. And this has been going
around,
on for 2 years. So the patience in required to just keep going with this. But I don't understand why he needs to do an AI video if she's met up with him. And then he sends her a picture of his passport.
Mm.
And that's another, it looks like a different person in the picture of that passport.
And
similar, not the same.
And it's got a 13-year expiry on it, which we all know they come in 5 or 10 years with the passports.
So confusing. So, Liz, we've got Susie that has called through with a theory. Hi, Susie.
Hey, Kyle, Jackie. Yeah, definitely real. He met her up 2 years ago in an Airbnb, some fake designer wear.
Yeah.
And he's definitely real. Everything about this pilot is all bullshit. But if you listen in his AI video, he says he's coming to Sydney to start a real estate business, and that's when I reckon he's going to hit her with the big dollars.
Oh, right. Well, it's like yes. Come in with me as a partner. And so you think yes. It's a build-up to the big... The big score.
Absolutely.
But why does he need to do an AI video to say that?
Because of the accent. He can't keep up the American accent. He probably sounds like someone out there.
No, he's met her in real life.
Oh, well, so they say.
And he spoke to her in the accent when he met her up, but he can't keep it up. It's not easy to speak American.
I don't know about that. That theory doesn't sound right to me.
You think in real life he was... But no.
No, that can't be right.
Who knows? She might have a few things right. Kylie has called through. What's your idea on this, Kylie?
My theory is that she possibly didn't meet him. She's been in the house for a different reason and doesn't want to admit to a friend that that's the case. And he's definitely in it for the long haul, probably will drag it on for a while and propose to her, set up a beautiful future and then say, give me all your retirement money because we're going to be comfortable and rich because I'm going to invest with you and we're going to have a future together.
So you think she didn't meet up with him? That she's putting on a front because she thinks her friend is so hell-bent on him being catfisher, she just wants to shut her up.
Sure, that's possible.
Yeah. Okay.
And she doesn't want to hear it.
We're going to talk to her in a second, so we'll push her on.
Oh, are we? Oh, Kobe's on. Hi.
My theory is that her concerned friend is actually the one catfishing her.
Oh, Liz. You think Liz is on here? Liz,
are you
you're
catfishing
here.
Her?
I would love that to be the case. I actually would.
God. Okay, so that's not... That. No, Kobe,
okay,
no.
Now let's get Mary on.
Mary.
Who's the woman that is in the relationship with this so-called pilot?
Emirates head. Like, is he one of the top pilots? Hi, Mary.
Nice to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you, Mary. We are just concerned for you because obviously we don't want to see you getting scammed.
Did you really meet the guy, Mary, or is that bullshit just to shut Liz up?
No, I've really met the guy.
Have you had sex with him?
No.
Have you seen his genitals?
So
what did you do when you met
him? When you met him, you went to his house.
We met at a coffee shop.
Yeah, and what happened then? You sat and chatted, and then what?
Yeah, we sat and chatted, and then he had to go on a schedule the next morning.
Yeah.
So that was it. We didn't get to. We were going to supposed to go out for dinner that night, and we didn't go out. And then he went off the next morning.
So you never went to this house?
No.
Liz, you were under the impression that she did.
I was under the impression she did, but I could have got it wrong.
Okay, so what... Do you know the video he sent you, Mary? That was clearly an AI video.
Okay,
like,
well,
not him.
Just by the way, the wording was...
And the movement of his lips and his manner, it was all
And we've seen
very
a lot of these AI videos, so we know when one is there and one is not there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the guy you met. The guy in the video, that's the face of the guy you sat opposite with in the coffee shop?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird.
Isn't that
why would you
strange?
Bother? Yeah, there's a lot of...
What?
Question.
Well,
why would I bother? Is because I really thought he was the real deal.
No, I don't mean why would he bother doing an AI video when he's a real person? That's a strange thing.
And when he asked you to transfer money between two of his accounts,
no, not really. We spoke about that kind of thing, like. In passing, like...
What he wanted you to maybe you do it, but you didn't actually have to do it.
No money's ever been transferred,
And what was the story of him supposedly coming here to Sydney? You waited at the airport for him because you saw a ticket he sent you.
Yes.
Of his airline ticket. You waited there and he never showed up because he got arrested at the airport for owing someone money.
Yes, apparently so. So Liz had said to me, "Don't go." She said it was all false.
Yeah.
But you know, you want to believe your heart, and so I went down there and I waited there for probably about 2 hours.
Oh, Mary.
And I know.
Did your heart break when you walked back to the car park?
Yes, I cried all the way home, and darling, probably cried the days after.
And what was his excuse? This fake arrest or whatever, you know?
Yeah, just that he got caught up and he couldn't come home, and then he was supposed to be in Dubai, and then he was in Turkey, and then there was hold-ups in Turkey, and then he was supposed to be in conferences, and yeah.
And you know,
this
is
the only one I've ever confided in. I've never told anybody else.
Well, how good for Liz to keep that quiet and personal.
and so the passport is, we think, fake as well, just because of the expiry date being a 13-year passport or 12-year, which you can't get. So
right.
Is there...
See, I don't look at all these things.
No, no.
I'm not up to that.
Yeah, you're like me, Mary. You just believe what people say.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you would think, why would someone make up some lies? Like, you just don't think that.
And you want to believe, right? Because obviously this is, you know, someone you really care about.
You haven't
about.
Taken pictures of yourself in the... Yeah. You haven't, you're doing things to yourself and nothing like that. Because, you know, some of these people, they ask for those things, you know?
No, I would never do that anyway.
Okay, well, I'm just checking, Mary, because I'm wondering what the guy gets out of it.
So, Mary, we have an update?
Yeah, I don't want to be the one to break this news to Mary, but that video he sent her, we've actually found the guy's social media page who the person stole that from. So we found the real guy who... Oh, I'll get it up on the screen for you now. Hang on a second.
What do you mean? The guy...
So the guy who's AI video, does he exist? Does he got?
He's a news anchor. So the person's taken this photo on the screen,
yeah,
put it through AI and made it talk.
Oh.
But Mary's met the bloke, so how's...
I just don't understand it all. I don't understand this AI thing.
Okay, wait a minute. Mary, the guy in the video that's AI, you met that exact same guy?
Or does he look different?
No, he looks the same.
Now, who is the actual guy that they took a photo of?
He's an Emmy-winning TV news anchor.
He's
got 161,000 followers on Instagram. His name's Michael Andre Moreau.
Now, Mary, did you just meet someone who looks a little bit like this?
Maybe. That's what I'm thinking now. I don't know. God.
Did you really meet him, Mary? I don't think you really met him. Let's get real. But this guy's a news anchor in America. So maybe just similar-looking fella?
Could be.
Is that guy the news anchor, is he the guy in the photos, Nat? Or is it different?
The guy in the AI video is definitely a different guy to the one that she's been sent in the pilot's uniform.
Okay, so you've met a guy that looks similar. He's sending you photos of himself in the pilot's uniform. That's the guy you met.
The guy in the uniform is the guy that I met.
Okay. And they do look similar, you're right. But AI guy, he's better looking, don't you reckon?
Yeah. I do.
So I've been duped all along.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you have, yes.
Well, no.
No, don't, because he's going to get money from this poor Mary, and she's, you know, we don't want that to happen.
No.
Should I try and ring? Because you've got the phone number of the guy you've been communicating with. Do you want me to ring it?
Yes.
I was asking Mary, but I'll take Jackie's yes.
Mary, I think we should,
Let's try and ring the guy now. I'll dial it in. Yeah. Here we go. Stand by. 1 second. See what happens when we dial his phone number. It's definitely an overseas dial tone. You talk to him.
What time is it over there? Is it?
We don't even know where it is.
Oh, right.
It's supposed to be New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, it'll be quite late.
I guess when you're alone and you're lonely and you're wanting to be loved.
Yeah, I get it. I do. You want to believe it, Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, devastating.
It is devastating.
Yeah, because it's been 2 years.
What are we going to do here, Mary?
I don't know. I'm sadder. I want to cry.
I know, because you don't want to believe it's over. That's not real. Oh, Mary. These guys are assholes doing this to women. They really are. They prey on women who just want to find love. You know, it's disgusting.
Oh, that was me doing the Mary. Sorry, guys. I threw the American accent in as a lol, but...
But Mary, there'll be someone out there for you.
Not necessarily.
Not.
It is, because you've still, you're 66, you still have that opportunity to find love, Mary.
I wish.
No, you do. You can find Mary.
Get yourself, save yourself up 300 and get a 25-year-old escort to come round and show you what you've been missing
like
out
Band-Aid,
on.
Sounds like a Band-Aid, you know.
No, I don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
Kyle and Jackie O, live from Beverly Hills.
Let's go!
The world's biggest stars are hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O while they're in LA this week.
Hi, this is Katy Perry.
It's Jim Jeffries.
Please welcome Jason Alexander.
Plus, DJ James Kennedy, Jeremy Jackson, Kendra Wilkinson, and also Tyler Henry. Don't miss a minute of the Kyle and Jackie O show live from Beverly Hills every day this week on KISS.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29th.
Excuse me, mind if I take this seat?
Sure.
Next to Oz Lotto's newest millionaire.
What?
Tonight's Oz Lotto jackpot is $15 million. Hurry, grab a ticket for your chance to win big.
Choo-choo!
Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1-800-858-858.
Tom Gleason's back.
I am the Taskmaster.
Are Aaron Chen, Pete Hellyer, Conchetta Caruso, Reese Nicholson and Mel Buttle up to the task?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to call them the Muppets.
New Taskmaster starts 7:30 tonight on 10 and 10 Play.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour. Monday 25th of August and Tuesday 26th of August. Rod Laver Arena. A night of hits. With special guest Chase Matthew. It's going to be a party you don't want to miss. So grab your tickets now from tickettech.com.au. Keith Urban. Presented by TEG Live.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is great if you're going to book club tonight. You can reserve an Uber ride for an hour and 15 minutes after you arrive, because that's when Bianca will sense you haven't read this month's gritty crime thriller. Going after you like a small town cop with an axe to grind, laying traps, poking holes in your story, and forcing you to confess that you only watched the movie. Reserve that Uber ride and get out before she reads you your rights. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Did somebody say, rice, rice, baby? Menulog is delivering on all cylinders with your fave feeds when and where you need them. Whether it's succulent Chinese or margarita, extra cheese.
Did somebody say,
paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts this Friday with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Get half price off the Emco beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29.
Here's Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there, nothing but brake lines on the Princes Freeway inbound from Corey Creek Road on the west gate to the top of the bridge where there is a breakdown blocking a couple of lanes, and then there's delays in towards Burnley following an early broken down truck. There's also affecting the colour with delays well back past Racecourse Road. As for a crash for the Monash inbound after Reeslink, right-hand lane closed, speeds at 40. A collision in Dandenong south on Franks and Dandenong Road south down before Abbots Road in the right-hand lane. And a collision Clyde North, Thompson Road at Matterhorn Drive. The new Isuzu D-Max with refreshed styling and updated tech. It's reinvigorated and ready for life. Visit your local Isuzu Ute dealer today to discover the range. The Kiss Cast, cloudy one today, a top of 23 on the menu. Right now, it's 16 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Oat and soy milk coffee is now available at selected 7-Eleven stores. And my 7-Eleven members get more with a regular coffee for only $1.50 when you scan the app. T&Cs apply.
Kiss 101.1.
A Carlton champion takes home Charlie. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps has won his second Brownlow medal. The Carlton skipper polled a record 45 votes last night to take out the award ahead of Collingwood's Nick Dacos. Port Adelaide midfielder Zach Butters finished third. There are reports of a man found with stab wounds in Geelong. Police were called to Irwin Court in Whittington at around 7:30 last night. The man was taken to hospital in a serious condition. Ambulance Victoria will put a new pay deal to its members today in the long-running stoush with the Allan government. Most paramedics will receive a 17% rise over 4 years, 20% for experienced members. Two teenagers and an 11-year-old boy have been injured, one critically, after an allegedly stolen car collided with a truck in Shepparton. Police are appealing for witnesses. And another anxious wait for homeowners today, with the Reserve Bank meeting to make a call on interest rates. Most economists are predicting the board won't follow the lead of central banks in the US, Canada and Europe, who have cut the cash rate. Your sport check in a sec.
Every day, Kennard Tyre helps loads of customers and their customers enjoy the feeling of a job made easy. So go on, get the Ken Oath feeling today.
The Aussies are in the box seat to take out the ODI series against England. We won the first game by 7 wickets at Trent Bridge and the second by 68 runs at Headingley. Victory at Riverside tonight would give us an unbeatable 3-0 lead. And the Melbourne Storm want Victorians to get behind the NRL team with no Melbourne teams in the AFL Grand Final. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
With a Bridgestone tech check, you'll be sent a 60-second video inspection to see what needs fixing now and what can wait. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Cloudy with chance of showers tonight. A top of 23 degrees today. Tomorrow, rain easing in 15. And Coldplay are coming back to Melbourne, and only Kiss can win you an entire row of tickets. Reserve yours from 10 this morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1.
You can love.
Hey, this is Sabrina Carpenter, and you're hearing my new song, Taste.
You'll just have to taste me.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this song.
On Kiss. Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Show this morning here at Cheers. We got dirty work to take care of. Someone else is.
They don't want to do it themselves.
They don't want to do it.
They think, oh, let Kyle and Jackie do it.
Amanda is a 30-odd-year-old chick. You went to Adelaide because you fell in love with a dude from Adelaide, and that's why you moved over there. How's that been going?
Well, no, I moved over for work again about 9 months ago. I met someone while I was here.
Oh, right. My mistake.
Yeah, and you met him and you're all good. You've been together for 9 months, but now you want to move back to Sydney and he won't be coming with you.
Oh.
Correct, yes.
Why not?
And I've got some job offers, so I'm waiting to go back in the next month.
Oh, so does he know that you've been offered the job or?
He doesn't even know that I applied or wanted to go home.
Oh.
Are you living together?
No, we're not.
Okay. And is it serious? Like, how often do you see each other?
Well, he's the only person I really knew in Adelaide, so we got very serious very quick.
Yeah.
Have
we discussed moving in? Well, I think we were going to, yeah, if I'd stayed on, it would have happened.
So does he think everything's fine? Like, is this going to be a shock when we ring the guy up and say, hey, yo, your missus, the relationship's over and she's moving back home to Sydney?
I think it will be, yeah. And he's not the biggest fan of Sydney, so I can't imagine, like, he's going to understand why I want to go.
Oh, just to be clear, you don't want him coming with you, right? Just when we break this news, you're going to go, you don't want him coming with you.
I just don't think he can. I think it'd be too difficult with his job and his family and friends. Like, I just don't think it would work.
They sound like excuses you're making for yourself.
Well, have you guys said I love you to each other?
We have.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jackie, you put so much onus on this sentence.
Oh, no, but it's like, they've said I love you.
So what?
They're obviously in love with each other. And well, now we're going to have to essentially break up this relationship. We're doing the dirty work here.
You've agreed to do this stupid segment.
Yes, I didn't know they'd said I love you. I didn't know how serious it was.
Everyone says I love you at the drop of a hat. It's not even an important thing.
Oh, it is for some people.
You need to get out of the Disneyland and get back into real life.
Okay, let's do it. Let's rip off the Band-Aid and we'll call this guy and let him know that he's just about to lose his girlfriend. She's out of there.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Look how happy she is because she doesn't have to do anything.
And what's his name?
Dan.
Okay. Dan. All right.
Let's get him up. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, it's Kyle and Jackie O at Kiss FM. I've been speaking to Amanda, and Amanda told us you're no fan of Sydney. You're an Adelaide boy. Your family's there. Your work's there. You're all things for Adelaide, which is lovely. But you met this Sydney chick, though, and, you know, she swept you off your feet, right? Things are going good?
They're going great. Yeah, no, she moved down late last year, and we've been dating for a number of months now. It's been going really well.
And Jackie just had Amanda on, and Amanda said to Jackie that you guys have said you love each other.
We have.
Cute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, anyway, Jackie's here to give you some bad news.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right, so Dan. No.
Yeah.
okay, not laughing matter. Dan, Amanda is going to be leaving and she's coming back to Sydney. So essentially that relationship is ending.
Really?
Yes, it is.
And she was too gutless to come on and tell you.
Yeah, she wanted us to do her dirty work.
And then somehow we've been roped into this. I'm very uncomfortable with the whole thing. I feel that this should be done face to face.
You guys being serious? Like, is it definite?
Amanda, is it definite?
Yeah, definite.
But it's nothing to do with Dan.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird I find it a weird situation. So if nothing's happened, then you guys feel like everything's great. It's very odd.
Amanda?
No, nothing's happened. I've been here a year. It's time to go home. There's not much happening in Adelaide.
Did you tell Dan this is a one-year-and-done situation, or did he feel that maybe you guys are going to spend your whole life together?
I didn't know how long I'd be here.
Well, she does the uncomfortable laugh. It never goes down well in this conversation.
Would Dan ever consider moving to Sydney, or maybe. Is that off the table?
I've lived in Sydney a little bit before, and it's not really my thing.
So would you rather break up?
My family and friends. I don't know, to be honest. I need to think about it. But,
Amanda said that's not even an option. That's not an option.
No, she said he didn't. She knew he wouldn't move.
Right. Yeah. He's locked into Adelaide there, right?
Would you want him to consider it, Amanda?
I just don't think he'd be happy in Sydney.
It sounds like you're deciding for him, though.
So you don't want him to move to Sydney, then?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just don't think he'd be happy.
How are you feeling, Dan? I know this is like a shell-shock moment, but what are you thinking?
I don't know. I need to think about it, to be honest. It caught me a bit unaware, to be honest.
Well, the hard work's done. You're happy there now.
We need to talk about it,
but will you be happy with no Amanda there? Will you be? Or
probably not. No.
Oh.
Man.
Aww.
Amanda.
You guys aren't helping.
No, you're right, actually. We're supposed to be on Amanda's side.
We've done the dirty work. We've started the conversation.
Yeah, but she's doing... We're supposed to have her back.
Oh, I can't help but have Dan's back. Dan sounds like a nice guy. Just doing his thing.
I say it's over. It's done. Good on you guys. Excellent. Thanks, Amanda.
What?
Thanks,
Dan. Okay, that's it. Wrapped up. There
I've
you go.
Decided.
Nothing like just avoiding a problem.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar gets tipsy.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show here at Kiss. What the hell's that shit?
Well,
is
this
that rubbish?
Is because Emil is joining us, who is an age fluid man.
Oh, yes. Why can't this guy, who apparently is in his 70s and identifies as a 49-year-old or something, why can't this be fine if we have to, like, if I showed up in a dress and said I'm a lady now, everyone would be forced to go along with what I'm saying, regardless of what you really thought.
Yes, but
so why
age,
is this
Kyle,
guy any different?
Is a fact. But I see the difference, right? Probably there's a lot of people out there that would love to change their age.
You mean you're indoctrinated into the thought process
Let
of
me talk
different...
to Emil okay. and find out first.
Emil is here. He's on Zoom. Emil, thanks for coming.
This is an honor for me to be with you and, of course, with beautiful Kyle, if you're not allowed to say that, of course.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you are too. You are too.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. You're all right too, Jackie.
So where are you from, Emil?
I'm from Holland, from the Netherlands, but I'm living in Thailand with my babies. I have two babies. One is 6 months and the other one is 2 years and 2 years.
Congratulations.
And a half.
Look at you. Now,
thank you.
So
thank you very much.
Your sperm still obviously very potent. Still, I've just.
That's the difference between a man and a woman. Eh? The man can continue and the woman has to stop when she's 42, something like that.
Wow.
So there's also a difference. But we don't talk about the differences. We're talking about what we can make so that you can improve your quality of the DNA, because that's the secret. It's called, nowadays, it's called a science. It's epigenetic. And it has to do that I'm doing this something like unconscious already. I was with Mr. Anthony Robbins in the 80s. We started the seminars over there.
Yeah.
And I lived with him for many years. And so I think that was the beginning of changing my DNA. I did this all unconscious. And now about 6 years ago, they discovered the telomere. The telomere is something that has to do with your DNA and the RNA. It's,
so what you're saying, what you're telling everyone here this morning is that you, according to your birth, you're in your 70s, but you're claiming that you're really only in your 40s. And
You can prove that. You can prove that. So if you have like your chronological age and you have your biological age. Like nowadays, if you think about your grandmother, for example, or your super grandmother, then you were thinking about her that she has black, gray hair and black clothing on, and she was moving slowly, and so on and so on, complaining about yesterday, complaining, you know? And so nowadays, we are different. And so because we have different food, we are conscious about our oxygen, we know now what we can do. We have
so
blue
you're
zones.
So you're not pretending that you were born in a different year. You're saying by lifestyle choice and science, you really are in the body of a 40-year-old, not the body of a 70-year-old. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm proving. I went to court. I proved this to the court, and the court says, well, okay, your interest is not that much important as the common interest, because the age we're using in the government for giving certain points, you have to go to school at 6, you are going to have a driver license at 18, you're going to vote at a certain age, and you're a certain age, you have going to the pension. And so I want to change my age in 25 years below now.
The court in where are you? In Holland. Now, are they smoking the ganja over there? The court, because it feels it's hard to.
They're drinking beer also, Heineken.
They're into the Heineken. They're smoking weed nonstop, and they've said, you know what? It's just easier to let Emily just. You know, if you're 40, you're 40. You're 40.
Yeah. No, it's like this. But it's already in China. There is a guy. He changed his gender. He went to court, and he said, "Listen, my life started when I became a man." And so the court says, yeah, you're right. Okay, so we start all over. So with this with this court case, I can go to the AU. Yeah. And then when I lose in the AU, I go to the UN. And I'm now in the traffic already for 5 years. And I'm busy, I will make it. But it's a science, you know. It's a science.
What's the point of all of this?
Yeah.
The point of this is like when you communicate this to yourself, and you're starting to believe it. It's like you're standing in front of the mirror and you say to yourself, I feel shit, you know, because I have a much of trouble and whatever. So
I know what you mean.
What's he saying, Jackie?
It's what you put out there. And when you believe, when you truly believe that you are 20 years younger, you'll probably live longer because you genuinely believe.
Oh, like you're manifesting.
You're manifesting.
Right.
It's the same with the gender. If you believe, like Kyle, you just told me, that you are going to believe that you are a woman. And if you really believe you are a woman, your body will change also.
That's
you have
true.
Other needs. You have other desires. Because you make, over there, you make a commitment to yourself. And so that's what I'm doing. So I make new DNA. I make new DNA. And this is scientifically
Hang on. Your DNA's changed? Is that what you're saying?
It changed. Yes, my DNA changed. And because my DNA's changed, my thinking is changing, my body is changing, and my whole... I reverse my age, actually. So that's the secret. And of course, you have to do some things like don't use pot or don't.
Don't use pot. Oh, well, I'm out.
But I explain everything on Age Fluid Man. You know, I explain everything to you. It's free of charge, of course, because I'm so enthusiastic about this system. That I want to promote this, and when one of your ladies called me, I said, okay, I will be there.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here.
That is
so, Kyle,
I'm fascinated because it's hard to argue with if you've proved it in court and you're saying your DNA has changed and you are thinking like a younger man and that has changed your DNA. I'm no scientist, but if
you know that. If you have trouble all the time, you're worrying about your children, you're worrying about your future, you're worrying about the money, you're worrying about... Yeah. Then your body will change. You're not glowing anymore. You know, you are feeling depressed. You start breathing differently. Your muscle tension starts to increase. You know, all kinds of things happen. But if you're positive, you know, you have the future for you. You look up. Your breathing starts higher.
Jackie, you're nodding along like you are actually an Anthony Robbins seminar.
I'm starting to think I might change my age, too.
I'm thinking that I'm going to be 18 again, is what I feel.
Well, let's just be realistic. Yeah.
It's realistic, Jackie. It's realistic.
Not Carl being 18, I don't think. No.
No, you're not 18.
Oh, come on, bro. Well, you're not, you know, what's on either.
Are you agree with me? Jackie, are you agree with me? You have a biological age and you have a chronological age.
I definitely see the benefits in the manifestation and the belief that you are.
Okay, so, and if you look at your friends, for example, you know, you look at the people who were at the same school like 20 years ago, and you look at them now, the difference, then you see the difference. Some girls get really old, other people stay young,
and other people, they like
they are now 32 like you. So, okay, so that's the difference. What is the way of thinking? And when you think differently, you're crazy. I'm walking barefoot 24 hours a day, something like that, you know? Mm. I only drink water, no alcohol, no coffee, no tea, no soda. So I do all those things, but I did that unconscious. I did not have a plan. Now I have the strategy. Now I know I can copy. I can tell you what you have to do. And we know that we have the blue zones. There are 7 areas in the world that people become more than 100 years. What they do differently from people who live in New York.
Who's living over 100 years old? Which are the blue zone countries where people live very old?
Yokohama, that's in Italy. There is one place in America. You have like the angel in Greece, you know, you have 7 places the people become more older. And the secret is they have like they're living on an island, they're breathing.
Better air, no pollution, all this stuff, right?
No, they have pollution. They have pollution, but they have like social connections with each other. You know, the older people don't go into the elderly home. They stay at home, for example.
Right.
They are active. They have their own business till they're 105 or 106 years. They grow their own vegetables, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
oh, it sounds very primitive, all this youth stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
I do like the thought.
We cannot all live like that. You really have to.
What does your family think? Do they think you're a lunatic, or are they on board with your thoughts?
There are lots of people. They are curious. That's why they get that they get some fear, and that they get resistance, and still they are intrigued. You know, because I have a lot of energy. I sleep only 4 hours in the night. I have 9 children, my 2 babies living with me. I'm 74, a chronological age, you know, but I live like somebody who's 49. And I can show you, you come with me, I come to Sydney or to Melbourne or whatever, you know, I have the energy and like a young guy.
How long do you last in the bedroom, may I ask? Like, are you a real power pumper or are you two pumps and it's done?
I'm a very romantic guy. I'm quiet. I'm only whispering and I don't know in English.
You're whispering into your lover's ear. Is that what you're like a young man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I bite a little bit on the ear, but I suck a bit.
A little bit of light choking thrown in there.
Jackie, sorry about this, about men. That's not nice and decent.
Oh, no, that's not.
Oh, she loves it.
I've heard worse, don't worry.
It has to do with the age fluid man, and James Cameron is a friend of mine. He gave me this name. He said, Mr. Rattleband, Emil, you are a very strange guy because you're doing something everybody wants to do, to reverse the age. And so now I'm on the point I have found the strategy. What did I do unconscious? And so I know now it's unconscious, and there are only 9 steps. And those 9 steps, if you do them, walking on barefoot, drinking the good stuff, eating the right thing, you know, have the oxygen. And it's about that you have to avoid inflammations inside your body because that creates stress.
It's too much. If people want to follow your journey, age fluid man, have you got a website or something like
that? I have a website. Yes, I have a website. Everything is for free. You never pay for it, you know. It's like this. So www.hfluidman.com. com.
.com.
.com.
If you join me, I tell you my voyage, and I can tell you also, you know, if you want to be legalized, you get a new passport. So that's like 20 years younger or 10 years younger or whatever. And it's all out over here of the brain. Because over here, the brain, you start to change your belief. And when you change your belief, then you have no necessity anymore to drink alcohol or to smoke.
So AgeFluidMan.com. And you can go on there and follow them. And the guy can't be laughed at. It's not as mental as I thought it was.
No, me either. And I'm like, I'm all into it now. I'm thinking.
How old are you going to be?
Oh.
How old?
How old do you think? I feel I'm going to be 28 now. That's it. I'm 28.
That was your favorite year. Thank you, Emil. I appreciate
it. I'm so easily influenced. I mean, that took like all of 4 minutes before I started buying into it.
Yeah.
I'd be like a prime candidate for a cult, I'm telling you.
Oh, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Wouldn't that? You even got all the sandals and everything ready to go. So maybe I should rethink legalizing marijuana in Australia. Maybe it's not a great idea. Look like you got loons.
Yeah, that's it. See, I'm doing all the stuff he does, right? So
what do you mean?
Well,
I'm not drinking.
No food, like inflammation, all of that.
You should put a website, jackieo.com, together and see what people do. World domination is still high on the agenda.
Guys, have a great day today, and we will see you tomorrow morning.
See you then.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there. We've got some brake lights on the West Gate inbound from the Princes Freeway over the bridge in towards the Burnley. That's following an earlier breakdown. On the bridge and in the tunnel, both have cleared. Residual delays do remain. Slowing a touch on the Monash inbound around East Melbourne Station, then patchy in towards the tunnel as well post-peak. A crash being tidied from Dandenong South on Franks and Dandenong Road southbound before Abbots Road. Works continue through Burwood on the Burwood Highway inbound just after Station Street. It's down to one lane near the uni. Speeds, of course, down to 40. Enough is enough. Make a painted promise to end violence against women and children. Sign up or donate at postman.com. Together, we can create a safer future. The Kiss Cast, it's a mostly cloudy one today, top of 23. Right now, it's 17 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together, first on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
A row of Coldplay tickets in seconds.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Then from three, it's The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
My darling, little Lola, likes to wear two pairs of undies. One pair of undies on her butt and another pair of undies on her head.
I hate to be judgmental, but when does parenting happen?
Kiss 101.1.
Rush into Chemist Warehouse and save. Save on all your favourite beauty, hair care and skincare products. Shop in store or online today.
Are you ready to start something? Do what you love? With 38 free TAFE courses and over 130 nationally recognised qualifications, including electrical, carpentry, plumbing and engineering, come to Kangan Institute, the Australian Large Training Provider of the Year 2022. No ATAR needed. It's time to unleash you at Kangan Institute. Call 13 TAFE to apply now or visit kangan.edu.au.